SBS Radio.
US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has revealed the United States government's offered Russia a deal to release basketballer Brittney Griner and another American, Paul Whelan. It's the first time the Biden administration's spoken publicly about concrete action taken to secure the release of Griner, who was arrested on drug-related charges in Moscow in February.
This is something we are working every single day. And most of the time we're working it quietly, behind the scenes, for obvious reasons. And I would say just because you don't see us doing something or you don't hear us talking about it, doesn't mean it's not happening. On the contrary, this is something that bringing people home, bringing Brittney home, bringing Paul home, this is something that we are focused on 24/7, 7 days a week.
Mr. Blinken says a substantial offer was presented to Russia several weeks ago. He declined to provide further detail, saying he'd press his Russian counterpart to respond in a planned conversation in coming days. It would be the first time the pair have spoken since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The public acknowledgement of the offer at a time when the US has otherwise shunned Russia reflects the mounting pressure on the Biden administration from families to get hostages and detainees home. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the president's willing to take extraordinary steps to get people back.
A month ago, President Biden directed his national security team to pursue every avenue to bring Brittney home safely to her family or friends or loved ones or teammates. U.S. government continues to work aggressively, pursuing every avenue to make that happen.
Griner has spoken at her ongoing trial, saying she wasn't read her rights when she was detained after police at Moscow's international airport said they found vape cartridges containing cannabis oil in her luggage. The two-time Olympic gold medalist says she was asked to sign documents but had to use Google Translate to understand them.
There was a lady that was there that they said was an interpreter, but it was more just her telling me surname, sign, really short words. She didn't explain the content of the paper. Like, I didn't know exactly what I was signing.
The 31-year-old has pleaded guilty to drugs charges, but she's denied she intended to break Russian law, adding she still didn't understand how vape cartridges ended up in her bags, stating she was in a rush packing and tired after recovering from COVID-19.
With them being accidentally in my bags, I take responsibility, but I did not intend to smuggle or plan to smuggle anything into Russia.
Griner's defense team asked the court to examine documents about post-COVID syndrome, which scientists believe affects patients' memory and ability to concentrate. Her lawyer, Maria Blagovolina, says they also submitted medical certificates confirming the basketballer has chronic illnesses.
And we submitted the website of Timeless, that's the company which produced these cartridges. And in fact, it says clearly on the site that they are medical products for medical use. That's absolutely expressed on the website.
U.S. Embassy Chief of Mission Elizabeth Rood watched proceedings. Afterwards, she spoke with the media outside court.
We were again able to sit next to Ms. Griner throughout the proceedings, and we had the opportunity to talk with her again, and she is feeling well, and she talked with us about a book she's reading.
Fellow American Paul Whelan was sentenced to 16 years in prison in Russia in 2020, accused of spying. It's unclear if the U.S. proposal will be enough for Russia. CNN is reporting its offer suggests an exchange for Russian arms dealer Viktor Put. Once labeled the merchant of death, he was sentenced to 25 years in a U.S. prison in 2012 on charges that he schemed to illegally sell millions of dollars in weapons. The Russian government has for years expressed interest in his release. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.